Lost Piece of Silver. The lost piece of silver is designed to represent the erring, straying sinner. The carefulness of the woman to find the piece of lost silver is to teach the followers of Christ a lesson in regard to their duty to those erring and straying from the path of right. The woman lighted the candle to increase her light, and then swept the house, and sought diligently till she found it. Here the duty of Christians is clearly defined toward those who need their help because of their straying from God. The erring one is not to be left in his darkness and error, but every available means is to be used to bring him again to the light. The candle is lighted. The word of God is searched for clear points of truth, with earnest prayer for heavenly light to meet the case of the ones enshrouded in darkness and unbelief, that they may be fortified with arguments from the word of God, threatenings, reproofs, and encouragements, that these cases may be reached. Indifference or neglect will meet the frown of God. When the woman found the silver, she called her friends and her neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." If angels of God rejoice over the erring, who see their error and confess their wrongs, and return to the fellowship of their brethren, how much more should the followers of Christ, who are themselves erring, and who need forgiveness of God and of their brethren every day, feel joy over the brother or sister who has been deceived by the enemy and taken a wrong course, and become deceived by the sophistry of Satan and suffered for their error? Instead of holding them off, they should meet them where they are. Instead of finding fault with them because they are in the dark, they should light their own lamp by obtaining more divine grace and a clearer knowledge of Scripture, and dispel the darkness by the light they bring to them. And when they succeed, and the erring feel their error and submit to follow the light, gladly should they be received, and not with a spirit of murmuring or an effort to press upon them their exceeding crime, which had called forth extra exertion, anxiety, and wearisome labor. If the pure angels of God hail the event with joy, how much more should their brethren, who have themselves needed sympathy, love, and help, when they have erred and have in their darkness not known how to help themselves?